I have the pleasure to talk with Alejandro Gil. He's a Minister of Economy of Cuba. And Minister, you just talked with the lawmakers about the economy of Cuba this year, 2019. What can you tell us about it?
I think that talking about 2019, it has been a very hard year because of the increasement of the blockade against Cuba. The shortage we have had in the oil for the economy, but nevertheless, I think that the economy has improved in some of the items that we had previously decided in the plan. We can tell that the economy is not going to decrease, and we are taking into account that the environment that we are working to improve even more in the year next year. Taking into consideration that we are going to keep facing a strong pressure from the U.S. government, but we have to take advantage of some of the areas that we have in the Cuban economy, like tourism, the Mariel, and others, where if we can use better our hard currency, we can have an increasement that we are thinking could be around 1% for next year.
President Díaz-Canel was mentioned a very important issue is that the unity of our people here in Cuba. And you were saying the U.S. government increasing the blockade. What is the expectations for 2020?
I think that 2020 is going to be another hard year. I think that we are getting more ready to face the restrictions that we are going to have in the economy. I think that the people of Cuba is aware of what we are facing and is contributing with the economy to try not only to survive to this environment where we are working, but also to keep developing the country by increasing the investment in some areas of very high productivity.
What we look in the panorama around the world is the United States is isolated, definitely when we're talking about Cuba.
I think that we have to get ready to face very hard restrictions against the economy. Even when in the United Nations, most of the countries are against the blockade, the U.S. government keeps the blockade. So we are not thinking about the change in that situation. We are focused on how we have to do with the economy, with our hands. And even in the situation where we are, we think that we have the opportunity and we have the resources to, as I told you, not only to survive, but also to increase the development of the country. If it changes in the future, if the conditions are better and the relations with the U.S. and we have a better environment for the economy, it's okay. But if it is not, we are still in that situation ready to improve.
I mean, as we prepare and we all, the lawmakers were saying, Minister, we have the legacy our commander-in-chief, Fidel Castro.
As the president has said many times, we are keeping this strategy and the role of the revolution, of the leaders of the revolutions. I think that the way that the government is doing is according to what Fidel keep us in all the history of Cuba. And we are not going to change anything. We are going to keep moving forward on that point. And everything that we are doing in the economy is for more revolution, is for more socialism, is for what the Cuban people wants. And I think that you can be sure that the road that we are taking in the economy is exactly for building a country as Fidel said that we have to do.
Thank you very much.